Okay, our phone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Boy, this black cumin seed oil, I was so excited when Dr. Roby Mitchell mentioned black cumin seed oil on the show. And he said that's one of the things that the people in the blue zones did was the black cumin seed. And it just came to mind now because of the mold thing, and I think it's an incredible thing to take. We've been taking it every day, and I just ordered some more from Andreas. We're not doing business with Andreas anymore. The whole business thing didn't work out. I think he had some partners, and it was getting a little messy for me, so we just kind of bailed out. But that doesn't mean the products aren't excellent. They're the best oils I think you can get. And you can just go to andreasseedoils.com, and you might want to get some of the black cumin seed oil. And it's got to be probably the best on the planet. And you know what I've been doing with it that I think is really fun is I've been putting the black cumin seed all over my tummy, intestines, before I do my sauna, and then a little DMSO. And I tell you what, your little intestines will, they'll explain to you in the morning how that went. You'll see. But Dr. Mitchell said, he said that it really helps keep Candida albicans at bay and all balanced out. The black cumin seed. That's great. It's great. Also, olive oil is like that. Not as powerful, of course. What else did he say? The coconut oil does is an antifungal. What else? There were three or four things that he said that the Blue Zone people had in common, other than they're all blue. No, they weren't blue. I just made that up to see if you're paying attention. I just made that up. Blue. Olive oil. Do you guys remember? Olive oil. Black cumin seed. Coconut oil. Was it turmeric? We get the turmeric from Dr. Thomas Cowan. You can order through our site, and it's a very low temperature, dehydrated, and he has turmeric that's specially grown biodynamically, so you know it's raw. It's got the go power. So you might get some of that. Look, it's way down on the page, and just click on and get yourself some turmeric. And then you can put that, you can put it in your milk, you can put it in on a piece of fish, you can put it anywhere. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful herb. You know, with the hydrogen and the turmeric, I shouldn't have any inflammation, whatever, not, oh, just kidding. I feel like the Morgellons is a parasite. Oh, but Tony Pantelaresco and Elena Freeland say it is nano. Still, it travels through the skin like a parasite and swells up when one tries to remove it. Ooh. So have you seen definite improvement in your skin with Barbara Frank's Parasite Skin Elements? I have. I think it's good stuff. Check this out. Are you 50% impressed? 80% impressed? Oh my gosh, you guys. You guys are hilarious. No, I just think it's really powerful. And just depending on how many little guys you got running around. Yeah, the whole Morgellons thing, I never really understood. And way too complicated for me. The whole nano thing, I just don't give any juice to whatsoever. It either is or it isn't, but I don't care. So since I don't care, it doesn't bother me. So, you know, I just don't go there with all that. Get too creepy with this stuff, but it's up to you. Remember Uncle Tony's long time saying it's true. If we make it a thing, it's a thing. And if we make it a big thing, it's a big thing. So just be careful with this stuff. So if we think about the body and mind being one in a hologram, as we know it is, this is happening on all levels too. So it's happening on the mental level, on the astral or emotional level, on the causal level, subconscious level, the etheric plane, and the soul level, and of course the physical level. So if we have a thing in our life that we really don't like, just pick one. I don't know. I'm going to wait for you guys. Email me so you're not thinking I'm making this up. Here, you guys pick one for me. Something that you don't like. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'll take the first one. See how long this takes. Something that you really don't like. Okay. Chemtrails. Okay, that was the first one. That was fast. Okay, good one. Perfect. Mold. Oh, this is something different on mold. I'll get to that. Okay, so just say chemtrails. Now, we can, and we have the option to, and I'm not saying that the people who do this, what I'm suggesting not to do, are bad or wrong or misguided or ignorant, none of that, because everybody gets to choose what they want to do. I can just share with you what the way I do it, and I think it's could be relevant to you, if not. But what I do is I just don't think about it. Chemtrails. Just don't even think about them. I don't give them any juice. I don't care. Like, you know, people send me pictures. Well, see, I know they're spraying stuff. Here's a picture of the tanks in the back, and you know, it's just, to me, it's just a planet Earth thing. And sure, if you put it under a microscope and all this, and you could probably find some stuff in there that you don't kind of want, but you're going to be breathing it anyway, so what's the point of getting all panties in a wad over it? Just let it go. And know that you're going to be fine, and you're not going to die from it, and you won't shorten your life, and all the things we know to be true. Because we're really protected, right? So that's the way I deal with it. And so far, so good. And I don't even see him anymore. And that's probably the reason I don't see him, is because they're not in my state of consciousness. And if they're not in my state of consciousness, how can you even manifest them? Of course, I'll probably see one tomorrow because I'm talking about him, but that's okay. I can deal with it. This is how we manifest things, by believing they are real. This is how it all works. Come on, Patrick Timpone, it couldn't be that simple. Yes, it is. The only reason we even walk around with a body and bump our knee and say, oh, is because we think it's real, right? Feels pretty solid. I mean, building these little muscles, I mean, obviously it's solid. Come on, it's got to be real. Well, it's not. It's just light and sound. Just thoughts that we've put together and created this body and manifested into physical reality. But it's not really real. The only thing that's real is God. All the other stuff is just... just made up. It's just a dream. Our little body's a dream. When we go to sleep, we have a dream. That's a dream. You know, it's really fun, too, if you want to do a nice spiritual exercise this weekend, is really think about the idea that this is just a dream, this physical reality. Just a dream. No different from the dream that you may remember that you had while your body was sleeping. Absolutely no different. It's a little more physical. It's a little hardened. A little more manifest. You know, the vibrations are denser, right? And as the vibrations, I guess as they get denser, they get more solid. I'm not a physicist, so I don't understand that. I'm sure a physicist could tell you. But as it gets more denser and denser and denser, the more we can see it with our physical eyes. And we go, oop, poop, there's a tree. There's a body. My goodness. My goodness. But there's nothing that's real except spirit, which is, you know, God's emissary in the lower worlds. Divine spirit, which is light and sound, which is everything, and everything is that. So we're that. And that's the only thing that's real, and everything else is just a manifestation of it. So the more we believe something is real, the more real it is. So I suspect that that's too another thing with the whole pro-youthing and longevity thing. It's just understanding that this isn't real, this body, and just keep focused on what is real, peace, love, hippie beads, your family, your job, what you want to do, your passion. Kind of just forget about the body, and you'd be surprised how well it does on its own without us trying to push it around this way or that way. Which, when it's interesting when you think about it, which is just such a representation of allopathic medicine, Western medicine, contemporary medicine, because that's all they do is manipulate. Wow, never really thought about that. So it's actually just the opposite, right, what we're talking about. That's what they do. And again, these aren't bad, evil people, you know, aliens or lizards or whatever, psychopaths. And I don't use all those terms for these people because they're not. They're just uninformed. They're just uninformed. They've been taught this is what they do. They go to medical school and you go for 8 years after a Bachelor of Science, and boy, you've spent billions of dollars, and you're going to believe what they teach you in medical school, won't you? Now, a few don't, like Dr. Daniels didn't, and Dr. Massey, and, you know, a few of them don't, and they just break out. But many of them do, and it's understandable. Many years invested, wow. Mucho money, woo. Imagine how many doctors, the loans they take out. So you can understand how they just believe what they're told. And then these medical schools, in my opinion, are run by the pharmaceutical companies, and we know that to be true, but it's still my opinion. And so they just, it's just a big ball of blah, blah. God love them, they just don't know what they're doing. So we try to just present as much stuff, ideas, information, theories, physical, spiritual principles to help you to stay out of there if you don't want to get in that game. Now, if you break your shoulder or get busted up in a car, or if an elephant sits on your house and you get hurt, yeah, we're lucky to have these hospitals, and they're some of the best in the world. So I'm not saying they're all terrible. Nope. They can put together people better than anybody. So thank goodness you have some kind of insurance to pay for that, or if you get to be 65, 70 revs, you can do the whole Medicare thing, and if elephant sits on your house, you can go to the hospital and they'll fix your broken leg or broken elephant thing. Or plus they save people, and they have people, you know, that go in and congestive heart failure or a stroke. Or I have a friend of mine that had an aorta, wow, bust open. Like, you know, the heart thing. Rushed into the hospital and they were able to save him. But I mean, barely. So I'm not saying hospitals are bad. They're not the devil, blah, blah, blah. They're just part of a system that the main thrust of it is based on, in my opinion, a false premise. This reductionist view of the body and just going in and giving a drug for the thyroid or the blood pressure or whatever they do, or cholesterol or stuff. Drugs for anxiety. Oh, I have an anxiety story for you. Let me write that down. Drugs for anxiety. See, that's all they know how to do. And then, of course, that just makes it worse. But in many cases, the reason we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater is because they have saved people's lives through all kinds of things and kept them going for a while longer. So it's always a balance, you know. Like as Adam says, it's always a yes, no, maybe. So if an elephant sits on your house and you have elephant sitting karma that you didn't know about, you'll be glad that you have an emergency room somewhere you can go and say, hey, I need some help here. An elephant sat on my house. And they'll do it. Put you together. Man, I see some of the stuff going on with people with these body parts. I mean, it's just like, that's what people go to now. I knew this fellow, really nice man, and pretty real natural-leaning folk, and I've met him, both of them at a party, and his wife, they're totally into natural healing and all that, but he's been dealing with hips for a long time. Just hips that just wouldn't do it. And so he was asking me about it, and I was giving all these different ideas about pig's feet and ozone and possibility of using stem cell therapy. And, you know, because I come from the perspective that the body can certainly heal anything without, you know, it can. I just know it can. Gelatin and all kinds of stuff, and they'll all come back. And they got some pretty interesting things going on with your own stem cells for knees and stuff. And every time I saw him, I would ask him about how he's doing. I could tell that he wasn't really doing much of anything. What he was really exploring was knee replacements, which is fine. You know, but he would always say something like, you know, I don't really want to do that, but maybe I'm going to have to. So you kind of knew when you were talking to him that's where he was going to go. But I didn't say anything, and eventually that's where he did. Because souls get this idea in their consciousness that this is going to be the best way to go and the best, and if I get new platinum, what do they use? Stainless steel or whatever. What's that? It's not coming to mind. See, I'm going to keep this stuff in my file drawer. What are artificial knees made out of? Titanium. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you very much. Most of the metals used in artificial knees are alloys of cobalt, chromium, and titanium. Now, you could argue that, boy, I wouldn't put one of those guys in there. That'll kill you. Look at Tiger Woods. I think does he have two? He won the Masters last year. The biggest golf tournament ever. So, it's always a yes, no, maybe. You get to do what you want to do. That's the point. Free will. Freedom. Just like Mel Gibson did during that one movie. What was that one all about? In Ireland? It's a great movie. Do you have any experience with the infrared panels called Rejuvenate? No, I do not. Boy, there's a lot of them coming out. I have on my list a couple of people that Tony, who makes the near-infrared lamps in our store, recommended we talk to. So we're going to dig into this a little bit because it's like a big thing. People wanting to... What's nice about the lights is it's pretty fun where you could... You don't have to do much. You can read or something. And this looks interesting. I don't know. Rejuvenate reeds. Oh, these are saxophone reeds. I don't think we want those. These are all about saxophones. That's funny. So I don't know about those. But anyway, we'll do some more and more research on them as we go. I know that Dr. Wilson, he has a plethora of stuff on the near-infrared lamps that Tony makes, and it's in our store. And I think Tony said he's going to work on a sauna, too, that you can buy, and do a near-infrared sauna and do a far-infrared sauna. Pretty cool. They're different. Or some people just get Tony set up and just put it in a closet and sit in front of that baby and you're all together. But they're really hot if you get very close, so you got to keep moving around. Otherwise, you're going to burn your bum. Nothing worse than a burned bum. Well, use your imagination. What could be worse?
Brian Clement, who heads up the Hippocrates Institute in Florida, talked about saunas here. Elke writes in for Brian Clements. Would Brian give us some tips on what supplements we would need to take if we do saunas several times a week to replenish lost minerals from sweating?
Well, Dr. Rao, who you had on, is a colleague and a friend. We do often conferences together in Europe, and I agree. We have saunas here. I take a sauna, so you know this, no matter where I travel in the world, 365 days a year. I think it's mandatory.
Really?
87%, listen closely, okay. 87% more heavy metals and chemicals come out in an infrared.
Well, no wonder we feel better when we take these saunas. We have the Relax Far Infrared Sauna we've talked about on sale through August, $950.
Okay, forget that one. Forget that one. $995. Totally procrastinated and by changing those so they don't have to do that, but oh well. We're among friends here. Let's not get too picky. $995, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I got an email the other day. Can you use the oxygen gas and its sauna at the same time, breathing the Brown's gas? I guess so, but I don't know. I would have to ask. Because I think it's cool outside. You could probably do it. You don't want to get heat around the hydrogen. But anyway, I don't think it would really matter, but if you want to get some little listen to this.
Did you know the AquaCure Brown's gas machine reduces oxidative stress?
Hydrogen is the world's best antioxidant by a long shot.
Hmm.
First of all, it's 700 times smaller than something like CoQ10, 400 times smaller than vitamin C, things like that. So it can literally go, the hydrogen molecule can literally go through everything in your body and go right into the very DNA and repair it. First of all, you're repairing oxidative damage, but you're also reducing or eliminating free radicals. Now, we're only the bad free radicals, which is another reason why hydrogen is good, because you actually have free radicals in your body that you want to keep. Example, nitrous oxide.
The oxidative stress, is that the main thing that damages the DNA and causes the regeneration to stop, you know, youthing or getting older, immune organs? Is that at the base, George Weissman, of most of the issues?
It's one of the
just
bases,
one of them.
But this comes back to that regeneration thing that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The cells won't regenerate. You won't have stem cells and that sort of thing if you haven't got enough hydrogen.
And if our body is not generating enough hydrogen, we get dehydrated. Dehydrated. Lack of hydrogen. The AquaCure machine, 10% off, promo code OneRadio. Use the promo code OneRadio, 10% off in our store, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
That's so cool about the stem cells, isn't it? And I think that's another reason to look upon this guy as a long-term kind of lifetime investment. Because could you imagine just making more and more stem cells as you go? And then someday when you're taking your great-great-grandkids to high school, they'll be saying, great-great-grandma, do you want to go have ice cream? Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of it all, isn't it, really? It's not just about living a long time. I mean, who cares? But it's having fun, experiencing life, having some kids or adopting some kids or traveling the world or writing the great American novel, saving the whales. Whatever you want to do. I mean, that's the point of what we do here. Not just to live a long time, just because you like it here or you're afraid to die. Or it makes sense. Yeah, to do our dream. Yeah, baby. And to do what we came here to do, whatever that is. And we've all come here to do stuff. Oh, I tell you, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And some real specific things, too. I think it's what the Buddhists called right livelihood. But if you're in a spot and you're thinking, well, I don't know about that, Patrick. That sounds great, but my livelihood doesn't feel so right now. You know what I'm saying? My livelihood doesn't, ain't be feeling right. I understand. But in my opinion, the only way that we find what this right livelihood is to surrender to spirit and do the thy will be done thing a lot. But it takes a lot of courage and a lot of focus and a lot of energy, mostly courage and faith, to say that to spirit and really mean it. You know, it's kind of the idea where you're saying, if you could use it, you know, put it in simple language. Okay, Divine Spirit, you know, here I am. I'm 48 revolutions around the sun, and maybe I'm divorced, and maybe I've got half a kid, and I hate my job, and I got this thing and that thing going on with my body, and man, what's up with this? I'm just not a happy camper, and what is it? Well, you just kind of give it all up and say, okay, the Spirit, I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what I have to do, what I have to grow, what I have to go, or where maybe I'll have to move, or who will I have to have a relationship with, but I'm just into figuring out this right livelihood thing and figuring out why I came here and maybe getting God realized this lifetime. This is what I want. I want to know the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm just tired of fooling around with this or that. Because it's just all a passing fanny, as far as I'm concerned, passing fancy. And I just want to know truth. And you dig in there and you start saying that and really mean it. And you be prepared, though, for things to change. And then you got to be prepared to not whine when they come, because some of it won't be comfortable. And you'll be singing Carole King's I Feel the Earth Move and saying, what's going on? Not for me, Charlie. I'm out of here. And then you just stop it, right? Just tell God, no, too much for me. I'm just, whoa. Let me just go back to where I was. I'm fine. You can do that too. And then it stops. Then the hits stop coming. So we're always in control of soul. We're always in control. Does that make sense, where you could actually control how much you can take at one time? If you have any questions about that, just call up and we can chat about it. 888, how's that possible? 888 663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It's good to talk about these things. I'm no expert, but this is what I revel in. Recommending holistic dentists in Los Angeles. I generally send people to Dr. Hal Huggins' site, Hal Huggins, and he has a list. Just Google Hal Huggins, and if it's on his list or they recommend a dentist in an area, you can pretty much be sure that they're the real deal. But be careful. The dental thing is so treacherous, very expensive. So many people have gone to, quote, holistic dentist or biocompatible dentist. They have all these names. Please don't just look at those names and say, well, he's a holistic, biocompatible. Be careful. Ask a lot of questions. Lots of makeup. Listen to some of our dental shows on One Radio Network. Three or four of those, and you'll get an idea. And then you'll know the questions to ask. Do you do root canals? Do you ever recommend them? What do you think about root canals? Do you know about cavitations? If you take out mercury, what kind of equipment do you have to make sure I don't get gassed and you don't get gassed? And if you're going to do a crown, how do you know what's a good material for me? Do you ever use metal in the crowns? On and on and on and on and on. Until you come to the point where, wow, well, seems like this person's really on it. One sign is you got to be careful. Now, this is pretty universal, and this is good for all over the world. You just never want to go to a dentist that has plastic plants in his waiting room. Don't do that. So if you go in there, that you just turn around, go the other way. That's true. Somebody told me that's a true thing. So, another cool thing is I've been putting the black cumin seed oil on my thyroid with a little bit of DMSO. Because a lot of people think that if your thyroid is just not, you know, wants a little help, just wants a little push, a little like shove, a little like giddy up, also known as hypothyroidism. But we don't call it that because, you see, it's got all this energy around hypothyroidism. Really? What do you have? Well, I have hypothyroidism. Really? No kidding. Well, I have hyperthyroid. I have Graves. Really? Really? What'd you do for that? Well, I do this. And wow, that's great. Graves, that's cool. You see what I mean? You don't do that. So if you want to get a little kick, your giddy up your thyroid, you can just slap some of that black cumin seed oil on there, some DMSO, and then you can put one of these lamps on it. You know, just warm that puppy up. Let it soak in there. That's the easy way. These infrared lamps. Near infrared. If you want to know the one that I email me and I'll find out the one I bought I really like. About a year ago. Just one single lamp with a little switch. And you can just put it wherever you want, kidney, tummy, thyroid, family jewels. Cheaper than going to the low T center, and I'm sure I'm much better for you, too. That's right. Okay. It's our party, and we can cry if we want to, or we can laugh if we want to. So I'll keep updated, and let's see if my big toe gets to 90 degrees. It's kind of a fun experiment. Not that it's going to matter much if. But I don't really like having cold hands and little feet, so I want a 90 degree toe. You know what I mean? But you know, it got to be 45 degrees last night, and it was about late 50s, like 58 in the house when I got up this morning. And I was walking around naked and doing my dry brush massage with no heat, and I felt pretty good. You know, I didn't feel like brr at 58. So my body temperature is going up, and I have one of these little, you ever seen these little guys? They're like a little infrared thing, but not quite as the same. They actually take your body temperature deep down, and then you can do it on your forehead, and you just press a button. They're very accurate. And I think I got it on Amazon, and you can get your body temperature pretty quick. But that's been going up a few tenths of a degrees as well. I'm up to about 98. I was 98.2 this morning, and it used to be 97.6 all the time. So just in the last, 3 weeks, I've been playing around with different stuff on thyroid and just telling it I wanted to make it happier. It's been going up, just talking to it. Dear Mr. Thyroid, okay, what do you need? What can I do for you? What's the problem? Got anything in there? But I may tell you this massively cool story about when I was 5 years old. I don't know if I'm going to tell you that or not.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Well, I know, because, you know, I was, phew. Plus, they're getting expensive, those amphetamines. You know what I mean? It's like, huh. Phew. I think the last time we were on with Dr. Massey, he had talked about a medical textbook from 1900. He saw four medicines that were being used in 1900, 119 years ago. And on the air, he asked, do you know what those four substances are? So in case you didn't hear that show, I thought that'd be fun to do this morning. Can anybody tell us? Can you tell me, and what do you think, for the medical substances, the medicines they used in 1900, according to a textbook? No fair, don't Google them, because then you could probably get the answer, but that's no fair. Just, what do you think? Just for fun. What do you think for any one of the four, or all four, as many as you are the four medicines they used a lot in 1900? No fair Googling. I mean, you can, but. Do you know what? Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Oh, man. Some of the emails. I just can't even read some of them. Okay, here's from Adam. Mr. Bergstrom, good morning. Gusty winds and a nearby fire almost out. Southern California Edison is threatening to turn off our neighborhood's power for the weekend, but the wind is supposed to stop by Sunday night. There's a tiny chance I'll be calling in by cell phone or on Skype from a nearby Wi-Fi source Monday morning. Ooh. So we got a little drama out there in Mendocino, do we? Well, good for you. Yeah, I wonder how you could do that. Well, I'm sure you guys have thought about it. I guess you could just go to any place that has Wi-Fi with your laptop. Is that how you do it? And just do Skype it? We'll do a Skype thing? Well, let's communicate this weekend, Adam, and get a plan. Or if you could find a landline somewhere that I could call you. Why don't you go to Ellen's house and she's got a landline you can use? Just go over there. Oh, yeah. No problem. Yeah, just mention my name. Ellen and I go way back. Oh, no problem. Oh, yeah. Just mention my name. Oh, yeah. Just mention. No problem. You know Patrick? You know, he's a big radio star. Oh, forget about it. He's going to go video? Oh, my God. I know him, so can I come in? She'll let you in. Or Oprah, but Oprah probably isn't home because she's out saving the world. Oh, those fires. Wow. In real geologists, real arborists, the people that really understand the forest are absolutely sure that because of California's mismanagement of the forest is why they get these fires. Because even the Indians knew about this. People have always known that if you let the underbrush get too thick in the forest near you, they'll catch on fire. Lightning, it'll be a God thing. So you may as well do it on your time. When you do these burns, and everybody knows about, and you got fire trucks around, and you don't let them get out of control, and you burn the underbrush, but you burn it at a level where it's not real huge. But see, now they don't do that because all the environmental wackos, God love them, out in California, oh, no, you can't do that. It's not natural. And so they stopped that years ago. And then Con Ed, a great name, right? Out in California, they put these wires all the way through all these deep forests, and they get heated up and sparked. And then people want to live on there in the woods, and which is a bit unnatural. It's pretty, but so you do all this stuff, and you know, here's what you get. Dumb old fires that burn homes and move people around, and what are you going to do? California is a beautiful state, but I don't know. Yeah, I may move out there when I become a big Hollywood producer, but I don't know, probably not. It's pretty out there, but they're wacko, man. These people are crazy. Sorry, just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, Mel Gibson and Braveheart. Yeah, that's right, playing William Wallace. That was the movie, Braveheart. Well, that's a good one. Friends of mine are related to Wallace. Some of them actually made their own chain mail armor. Whoa. They belong to the Society of Creative Acronyms. What is that? An international living history group. They relive the Middle Ages as they ought to have been. Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, I don't know if I want to go back to the Middle Ages or anything because they're a little weird. I mean, we didn't have cacao or pine pollen or Brown's gas or anything, so I don't know. I'm just kidding. Braveheart. It's a good movie. Good to see Mel is back in action again after going through his little... Boy, he had a whole little rebirth, didn't he? My goodness. But he survived. Good for him. I always liked him. I like to watch him work. Nessa said, I bought an ozone generator for under $100. What? Oh, for under $100 from Amazon, and it works very well. It's the same idea that Ken Rolla talked about, only you can do it yourself room by room as long as you can get out of the house for several hours at a time. Wow. It is a timer, 4.5 hours, and you can leave one perpetually, or you can leave it on perpetually. I don't understand. My house is so much easier to live in now that I've used it on just two of the moldiest rooms. My goodness. I also want to say that I'm thoroughly enjoyed the book by Marianne Teitelbaum. Me too. Thank you so much for having her on the show. On the times you have, I look forward to hearing her again. Thinking about getting up to New Jersey to see her. Yeah, we liked her a lot, I think. And Ayurveda is cool, isn't it? I mean, it's cool. Well, I didn't know that you can get an ozone generator for under $100. But don't you have to have, you do have to have, though, pure oxygen, right? So you can get that. Where do you get that? Don't you have to have a prescription to get a, I guess you could buy a tank at a welding place, right? You can buy oxygen tanks. But I think you need pure oxygen to make ozone, don't you? I don't know. Well, I mean, that'd be fun. I would squirt some of that ozone into our sauna, too. I need to look into that. I really don't like cold fingers. Oh, please. It makes 10 little enemies in my body each time I touch my skin in winter. Yeah, but baby, whoever this is, you need to just look at Mrs. Thyroid. This is a girl. See what's going on. Or you don't even want to, maybe just do some things, you know, like we're talking about, and seeing if your little fingers don't get so cold. I don't know if the ones in Vietnam or Thailand, if they're selling those natural piggies anymore. Last time we checked, they were not, right? Steve, you're listening. Would you send that link again to me, please, brother? He's such a good guy. He's got all these links. But the last time I think it was last Friday in Open Phones, we clicked on it and they were out of stock because evidently the packages were getting, I don't know. But anyway, you could find some natural piggy thyroid, the real stuff that has a T3, T4, in there. And you could just do a little bit on a razor blade. Just start with real small, like 10 or 20 milligrams, which is nothing, just like homeopathically. And do that every day for a couple weeks, 3 weeks. And see if your little fingers don't warm up. And then if not, do a little bit more. It won't hurt you. And that Dr. Pete says that's the way the body can really take a little bit of these piggies, starting real small. And he said sometimes all of a sudden the body will just kick over, you know, kick it over, and they'll start working again. You know, these organs and glands, they're not damaged permanently. I don't believe that. There's no way. They'll always come back. They're just sleeping. They're just a little sleeping. So you stick out your tongue. Move it back and forth like I'm doing now. Blink your eyes. You put a little turpentine on there. Put some lights on there. Slap it around a bit. Get some energy. I have a biomodulator. Put a biomodulator on there. Yeah, I got to do that. But mine quit working. I got to figure that out. Man, I love that little biomodulator, but I've had it about 8-9 years. I got to call them and say, fix my biomine. That's pretty cool. They'll work too. Well, my goodness. The two important acupuncture meridians are the big toe, spleen pancreas meridian, and the liver meridian. I'll be darned. They're right on the big toe. Isn't that cool? So, Adam, I wonder what we could talk about Monday or now, whichever you want. I wonder how that laser looking at the temperature, is that kind of giving us a gauge of what the spleen, meridian, and liver are doing as well? And also the thyroid? I wonder why this doc said gives you an idea. Well, maybe because I think the laser is just a surface temperature, right? And it's a pretty good indication of how much blood flow we got going down there. Mine was 85 this morning. I was impressed. I said, good for you, Mr. Thyroid. Happy boy. Okay, here's one guess. Heroin, aspirin, for the four medicines used in 1900, and Parecto, P-A-R-A-E-C-T-A-M. See, you Googled that. You wouldn't have known that. No Googling. Don't Google. But you did good. Heroin and aspirin, that's two out of the four. Do you believe it? Heroin, aspirin, two more. Medical textbook, that top four they were using in medicine in 1900. Ray Pete's a big fan of aspirin. I wonder how they used heroin. It's interesting. It's a beautiful day in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I bet it is. Wow, this person sent a picture. Whoa, look at those trees. My goodness. Beauty. Great shot. Wow. We should put that on Open Phone page. I'll send that to Sharon. Maybe she can put that up. We should share that. All these pictures. Look at those colors. Wow, man. Excellent. Laudanum, L-A-U-D-A-N-U-M, and cocaine. Nope. But cocaine, yes. I think, let me check with Dr. Massey's email. That's funny. Where do I have that? Yeah, cocaine, I thought so. Okay, so we got three out of four. Aspirin, cocaine, heroin. They were used to treat anything that arises in a typical medical practice in 1900 medical textbook. The Dr. Massey had. Isn't that cool? Amazing. Aspirin, cocaine, heroin. What's the fourth? Okay, let's see if somebody's got it. Hi, Patrick. I would think that using ozone or any oxidative modalities would negate the hydrogen. What do you think? What do you mean negate the hydrogen? Well, we're not consuming this ozone. We're using ozone. We were talking about using ozone. I don't know. Way above my pay grade. Adam would know. Or George would know. But I don't know why I would. Could, but I don't know. Two healing meridians are on the big toe. The spleen is the body's incinerator. Whoa. The liver is the body's furnace. And the thyroid is the body's thermostat. Well, see, isn't it nice to have a man around the house like Adam Bergstrom? So, Adam, so we should be doing good things for the spleen and the liver to help get rid of cold hands and feet. Many people have. So not just the thyroid. So I'm doing a lot of liver stuff for you. This lady that wrote in, are you doing liver things? Milk thistles, beets, liver, coffee enemas, shine lights on your liver, not be angry, talk to your liver. What else can we do for the liver? Looking at Anna Bergstrom's book, Yes, No, Maybe, and you can see foods to eat during spleen time, which is 9 to 11. I think orange juice is one. And the liver, of course, is 1 to 3 in the morning. I'm sorry. Yeah, 1 to 3. There you go. So that makes sense. So that's really good information. I'm going to look at my book and see what foods I can eat for spleen and liver, my Yes, No, Maybe book. Is turpentine one of the four? No. No. While listening to your show in the sauna, I heard Brian Clements add, he doesn't answer the question about what to do to replenish minerals. Do you know the answer? Why, of course I do. Why, of course I do. Well, there's so many good things. But a couple of things that I do is I get Dr. Cowan's sea vegetable mix, all these different seaweeds, been dehydrated, and I put them on everything that I eat. And then the Living Streams minerals. Whoa, yes. Very, very good. I think there's 72 or 80 minerals, Wayne said. So get some of the Living Streams minerals in our store. You'll see them, minerals. And you do that, those two things, and I think you're pretty happy, but I think you'll get, you know, and then with saunas, though, you want to make sure your electrolytes are happy. And Emergency has a nice little electrolyte package that you can use. You can also see some electrolytes in some of the magnesium bicarbonate that we've talked about with Dr. Circus. Some of those products are just full of electrolytes. Okay. So there's a couple of things. Yeah, get those minerals in there. Here are those thyroid's postcard links, but note they still don't seem to be shipping. Ah. Yeah, Carolyn Borman, thyroid lady, she turned us on to it, this place. Boy, the link is really even weirder now, Steve. Doesn't even take you to the right spot. So I don't think that thing is happening. To get that. Oh, here it is. Yeah, just doesn't look like they're available. So, worst case, you could probably find some of this stuff on a Canadian pharmacy or a Mexican pharmacy, so you don't need to get a prescription and pay a doctor to tell you can take something. Ellen said that Ellen DeGeneres, she's in the power outage area too, but she probably has a generator. Oh yeah, and she probably has a landline. Adam, don't you guys have a landline? We could do it by phone. Because even if your power's out, your phone's going to work, right? By the way, California's governor is warning that power companies to get their poop in a group or else. Poop in a group. That's great. I like the way you said that. That's a very nice thing for a family show. Get your poop in a group. The candle-bearing protesters are surrounding at least one power company's corporate office building today. Oh, you guys in California, just so much fun. Thanks, Steve, for the thyroid stuff. Heroin was used as a painkiller and a cough medicine, Andrew, Adam says. Wow. Cough medicine, hey? Okay, we're still looking for the fourth one in 1900, Anybody know? We have cocaine, heroin, aspirin. Turpentine? Nope. Not turpentine. People are guessing turpentine. Since the thyroid postcard is no good for now, at least support the thyroid with nutrition, particularly food-based selenium and vitamin A. There you go. Thank you. Byron Richards explains why selenium is vital for the thyroid. So we'll put this link up here. Being deficient in vitamin A prevents you from being able to use thyroid hormone, so it won't matter how much thyroid medication you use. Without adequate vitamin A, your thyroid medication won't help much. You need the animal-based retinol form of vitamin A found in fish, cod liver oil, grass-fed beef, liver, butter, free-range eggs. So I do all those, except for the cod liver oil. So I'll be getting enough A, right? Selenium. I wonder if you get enough selenium from the Brazil nuts. We talked about that before. I like Brazil nuts. Thanks, Steve. I'm going to put some of this. I'll put this link, too, for Byron Richards. He explains why selenium is vital for the thyroid. Like vital. Vital.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious.
I'm serious.
And don't call me Shirley.
I'm totally serious, man. Open phone and email Friday, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I think we have, I'm pretty sure, the last day going on for a special deal on pine pollen. I put a big dropper full of pine pollen, big dropper full of elk velvet in my mouth this morning. I was able to leap tall buildings with a single bound.
Previously with Daniel Vitalis, we were talking about, pine pollen.
Pollen is essentially the equivalent of what an animal would have as sperm. Pollen is like the male part, the semen, and it fertilizes the ovum of the flower, which becomes eventually a fruit. And so if we were going to draw the equivalence, it would be like that the flower is like the female sex organ and the pollen is like the male sexual ejaculate. Well, pine trees, which sort of just dominate so much of the landscape of North America and so much of the world, pine trees, they're semen. They dust the landscape in pollen. And that pollen, being the sort of male part of the plant, has some correspondences to male physiology in our species and many other animal species. So what I'm saying is pine pollen contains all of these different anabolic or androgenic hormones, plant versions of hormones that we need, like testosterone, like DHEA.
Well, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Good stuff, guys, and few girls, too. Several choices of pine pollen. An Easter Thrival link, oneradionetwork.com.
Yeah, baby. And tonight it goes off at midnight. So if you'd like to try some of this, you can get some elk velvet antler. You buy one of those, either gold or platinum. I do the platinum because the gold is pretty pricey, but it's very powerful. If you got the bucks, go for it. I ordered some platinum yesterday, and then you get the pine pollen at half off. So that's a very, very nice deal. And that's happening on Sir Thrival Links through our website through midnight tonight. So if you've been looking for a time to try it, why not do it now? Why not do it now? Tonight, so you, again, to be clear, you'll see it right there. You order a pine pollen platinum or gold. Elk velvet platinum or gold. Very powerful rejuvenant for boys and girls. And then you get a pure pollen potency, my fave, at half price. through midnight tonight on this Thrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Here's a short explanation how this product, Pearlseum, works with our teeth from Dr. Rulin Zhu.
So basically, when you brush your teeth with the pearl, make your existing teeth stronger and also filling up, because our teeth is being harmed every day by what we eat. It can become porous or weak, even loose part of the bones. So when you brush teeth with the Pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
So it's actually stimulating new growth on the teeth in a natural way and not painting something over it?
It is very natural. It's make existing teeth stronger. New growth of the bone, it is very beautiful color. You know, it's kind of like a pearl. It's,
yeah.
And especially the pearl is a crystal. And so when you grow the bone, it's the most healthy way.
Yeah, we love this product. Give it a try if you'd like. Click on the Pearlseum ad on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. We have it set up to go to the 2-container where you get a nice discount. But if you only want one to start, just click over to the single bottle and get that one. It's the Pearlseum, the ad right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
KanoTheSaurus.com. KanoTheSaurus.com. Well, oh, a few more things from Adam. Adam says that morphine was used as a painkiller and the cough medicine, and heroin was used for the cure for morphine addiction, LOL. My goodness. I thought it was just the opposite way around, right? I thought they were using morphine to help people get off of heroin, but it's in the 1900s, it was the other way. You get hooked on morphine for a painkiller, and then they use heroin to get you off of... Well, that doesn't make sense. Mercury and cannabis. Okay, you got it now. That cannabis was the last one. So according to a 1900 medical textbook, heroin, aspirin, cocaine, and cannabis. Back then, they actually called it marijuana. Strange, isn't it? Thank you for your suggestion on the minerals. Good, thanks. I'm curious as to what Brian's answer was. Do you have his response? Oh, you know, I really don't. I think, yes, I do. I do remember. He was, you know, he's a raw food vegan guy. And so his whole model at the Hippocrates Institute, and we'd like to get him back on, and we've tried. He's kind of hard to wrestle down. He is just doing lots of raw fruits and vegetables, and you get a lot of minerals there. And he's right. You do. You do. You know, he just juices a lot of green stuff, eats a lot of salads. Stuff like that. A lot of minerals there in organic vegetables, especially fruits have a lot of minerals. I don't do a lot of raw stuff because I don't do well with them at all. My little body doesn't like raw very much. Just the way it is. See, I'm kind of a Pitta Vata type. And if you look in Ayurveda, our constitution doesn't do well with raw. We like warm and moist, right? Warm and moist. That kind of thing. Warmy, moisty. So I need to move to Hawaii. Need to, want to. What would be the word if you really want? I want to go to Hawaii. I need to move to Hawaii. Let's move to Hawaii. Hawaii, let's do. Do you ever live in Hawaii? Call me. Tell me about it. Give me all juiced up. I want to go. Well, it's just a pretty amazing place. The people are really quite incredible. The Hawaiian people, they're so sweet and loving and Oh, I don't know. It's just... Hawaii, these islands actually at one point, pretty close to the people, Hawaiians were part of the whole descendants of the whole Lemuria thing. We all did the Lemuria thing, you and I. Remember when we were there? That was pre-Atlantis. So we all did Lemuria, then we did Atlantis, and then we just bopped along until Texas. It's a long road. What a perfect email. Speaking of that, past guests suggested that you can get hypnotized to remember some past lives. Do you think that's true? Well, I think it's a yes, no, maybe. I don't really, from my perspective, I'd almost be more of a no, but I don't know for sure. The only way I would really trust a past life experience saying it's real is to kind of do it like I do it. Sometimes I just go through them in a dream, in the dream state when my body is sleeping or allegedly sleeping or think it's sleeping, and then you know what it is, and it's just, you just kind of know. There's not a sign on the wall, this is a past life. But you know, and the reason you know, and the reason you can go there is because it's all happening now. Because there's only now, so they're all available to you. So if you're really interested, I would just start thinking about it, contemplating on the idea, how would I do that? I'd like to do that, talk to spirit, say, what do you think, baby? I'd like to know what my last past life was. Or I would like to see some past lives where it would give me some insights to some of the challenges I have here, are some things I'm having a hard time not believing are real, like my husband who's driving me crazy or whatever. You'll come up with them. But I don't know. See, it's a soul thing, and hypnotism is more, I don't know what it is. But I don't trust it when you have somebody else thinking around. I would never get hypnotized. Just hypnotize yourself. Do the same thing. Because you can close your eyes and just have a spiritual exercise and create spiritual exercises so you can see your past lives. That's what I'm talking about. You can get in there saying, okay, God, here I am. I'm laying in bed. I'm not totally tired here. Let's have some fun. And you figure it out, you and God, spirit. Talk to it, trust it, know it. So how do I do that? I mean, show me how to know, really. But I want to see something. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I think we just have had so many lifetimes of wanting to go out to get answers to all the questions we have, right? We go to somebody, and it's fine to read books and talk to people. We all have, and we all will. They give us ideas. They give us ideas to contemplate and say, oh, is that possible? Curious. I could think about that. But then at the end of the day, the only way we really know for sure anything is to experience it ourselves, to look and see a soul from a soul perspective and say, whoops, well, that's how that works. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Other than that, we're just repeating what somebody told us. And they may be right or they may not be right, but the only way you're right is for you to see for yourself. I want to know. Adam says that heroin was considered a hero, hence the name. Really? By the way, another really popular medicine in the 1900s was mercury chloride, calomel. It was considered a miracle cure. It was even used for ingrown toenails and the flu. Mercury chloride, whoa.